you live here from Wrangell. Remember, right after this, we will have the Glacier Bear girls basketball team against the Wrangell Wolves here coming as well. So a big night of basketball action broadcast to you in the Upperland Canal by KHNS, and we'll have the same format tomorrow, except I think the girls game will be first and then followed by the boys. It'll be white basketball. Wrangell Wolves will have the basketball. We've got Howell, Stokes, Audison, Gillen, and Marshall for the Wolves. For the Glacier Bears, we've got Swinton, Turner, Frank, Sundberg, and Fowler. Marshall has the ball guarded by Fowler out behind the three-point line. Comes left-hand side to Stokes. To alley-oop to Marshall. Marshall lifts that one, and it should be a traveling call because that never hit anything. But they're going to call the foul on the Glacier Bears, unless that hit the backboard somehow. It didn't look like it, but I've been known to be wrong in the past. Number 23, Chris Turner, that'll be his third personal, fourth team foul, and that'll send Marshall to the line. Shooting two, they're saying that was in the act of going back up. First shot is off the front rim, no good. 10-point lead for the Wolves. So each miss like that one there is key for the Glacier Bears. Now they need to start scoring some points. He gets the second one, though, does Marshall. He's got 13. Five of those coming from the free throw line. Glacier Bears. Fowler up with the right hand. Leaves that one short as well. Taps the rebound out to Turner. To Swinton at the top of the key. Now to Turner. Turner's going to try and drive inside. Stops. Goes up with a shot. Sundberg down with the rebound. He leaves that one short. Rebound comes down to Howell quickly on the dribble up into the front court. He's going to race in all the way up and off the backboard and good. Aaron Howell has four on the game. It's 12. 13-point lead for the Wolves. Quickly back is Swinton, and they're going to get Howell on the blocking foul. Swinton quickly took advantage, came hard up the court. Howell couldn't stay with him. That'll be his second personal foul, 16 foul, and off the bench is James Morgan for the Glacier Bears. Out of Franks on the inbounds for the Bears. Glacier Bears screen up. Come over to Fowler. Fowler to Swinton. Swinton looking for help. Gets up to Saddle Franks, top of the key. Saddle Franks goes left-hand side to Sundberg. Sundberg down on the baseline. Fowler, cross-court pass to Swinton. Up top to Saddle Franks. He's going to drive inside. A little running one-hander. Can't make it. Fowler down with the rebound. Kicks it over to Saddle Franks. Up fake. Now he goes back up with the left hand, no good. Rebound by Fowler. Fowler up and good for two. Nice hustle by the Glacier Bears. Keeping that ball alive and getting the 2 points. Back to 11-point lead for the Wolves. Glacier Bears are going to need more of that. Stokes gets past Swinton, kicks it over to Audison. Audison to Marshall. Marshall to Stokes, right-hand side behind the three-point line. Coming to Marshall at the top of the key. Marshall has Fowler on him. And they're going to get... Wow, they're calling him really tight now. Chevy Fowler is trying to move his feet. Little body contact, but seen a lot more than that before they've called fouls. But so Fowler with his fourth personal now. Sundberg comes out of the game, and Wing comes back in for the Glacier Bears. Up top to Howell. Howell has Morgan on him. They come left-hand side. Now they go inside to Dingwall, up top to Marshall. Try and lob it into Dingwall, stolen away by the Glacier Bears. Swinton has it up ahead in the front court, loses control as he's going up, and it's going to be off of Swinton and out of bounds, and Howell took the brunt of that. He tried to step in front of Swinton. He ended up slamming into the back wall there. He's getting up all right, though, so Swinton had it. Got 10 points in the game. Three Glacier Bears have 10. But they're dishing out some punishment here, too. Wolves get it to Stokes. Stokes cross 10-second line, guarded by Swinton. Out to Dingwall. Dingwall for three. Leaves that one short, rebounded by Wing. Wing quickly presses it up in the front court. He's going to go all the way in on the right-hand side. Leaves that one short. Rebound comes all the way out to Swinton behind the three-point line. Right-hand side to Saddle Franks. Back to Swinton for three. And that one's air ball off the back, not air ball, it hit the side of the backboard. But rebound comes down to Marshall. Marshall's going to drive in, go careening in there, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Marshall. That's going to be Robert Marshall's fourth personal foul, so not a lot of good decision-making on either team right now. That'll be Marshall's fourth. Glacier Bears will have the ball with 5:32 left in the game. 48-37, it's an 11-point lead for the Wrangell Wolves. Justin Swinton on the dribble, comes up to comes across the 10-second line, and we got a timeout by the Glacier Bears. So we'll take this moment to thank our sponsors. Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHNS, and by Old Roots Market Center, Lutac Lumber, Alaska Power and Telephone, Haynes, Southeast Road Builders, Hauser's IGA, The Parks Place, The Captain's Choice Motel. Thank you, each and every one of you Glacier Bear supporters. Quick rundown on the scoring. For the Glacier Bears, you have Sato Frank, Swinton, and Wing all with 10 points. Fowler has 5, and Morgan has 2 for the Wolves. Marshall with 13, Howell with 4, Odison with 6, Gerald with 9, and Stokes with 14, and Tyler Gillen with 2. We haven't seen much from Stokes scoring this quarter, but in that first half, he didn't really score a lot until he needed to towards the end of that second quarter, and then he just lit it up from behind three-point range, hitting 3 of them there, and then 1 2-point play that he turned into a 3 with the free throw. So they definitely need to keep an eye on him. And I don't think it was any coincidence that once Swinton went out and was sitting on the bench, that allowed Stokes to get open a little bit more. Swinton was mainly the one guarding him. That extra length in front of him was really bothering his shot. Once they got a shorter player on him, he was able to stroke that ball a little bit better. So Glacier Bears will have the ball to start. We've got 5:27 left. Sato Frank gets it into Swinton to Wing. Sato Frank's to Fowler. Swinton for 3 on the baseline. That one's off the front rim. Fowler down with the rebound. Chevy trying to go back up. Gives it over to Swinton instead. Up with the right hand. That shot's blocked, and that's going to be Marshall's 5th personal foul. Look clean up top, so he must have got him with the body down below because Coach Stokes is kind of shaking his head over there. So Robert Marshall has 5 with 5:13 left. He'll be sitting down for the rest of the game. Now we got number 22, Bryce Gerald will be the player Stokes puts in back into the game for him. And sure enough, he comes running on the court. So you have Gerald, Dingwall, Stokes, Howell, and Gillen. Justin Swinton at the line, makes the first of his 2 free throws. He's got 11, cuts that lead to 10. We've got Swinton, Wing, Sato Frank, Fowler, and Morgan starting lineup for the Glacier Bears. Swinton's second is up and good. 9-point lead now for the Wolves. Stokes dribbling the ball up against Swinton, gets it across the 10-second line. He's going to drive down the right-hand side, stops, kicks it back out to Howell. Howell on the dribble, almost stolen by Morgan. Gets back up top to Stokes. Stokes looking for an outlet, goes inside to Gillen. Gillen hounded at the free throw line, out to Howell. Howell fakes a 3-point shot, hands it off to Gerald instead. Gerald on the dribble. Throws it, cross court, almost went out of bounds. Howell was able to save it in for the Wolves. Coach Stokes, like, I've seen enough of this. I need a 30-second timeout to see what's going on with my players. So a 4:39 left in the game, 9-point lead for the Wolves, 48-39. Glacier Bears picking up the defensive intensity here against the Wolves. Wolves trying to be patient offensively, waiting for that good shot. They've done a good job of that the whole game, really moving the ball around, making that defense work, and then when they get that opening, attacking hard with it. Glacier Bears now trying to pressure some of these players into either an errant pass or errant shot, try and get that ball back. Time is getting shorter for them. Glacier Bears back out on the court. Wolves will be inbounding just inside a half court, right down in front of me. It'll be Gerald inbounding to Stokes, throws it into the back court for him. Guarded by Swinton still. They go into Dingwall at the high post to Stokes, right-hand side to Howell. Howell guarded by Morgan. Come up top to Fitzgerald to Dingwall to Gillen. Passing around the perimeter and throw it into the high post occasionally, and then just do reverse it through the high post. Come left-hand side to Gillen. They're really trying to take some time off around here, and that'll be Chevy Fowler's fifth personal foul as he gets up on Gerald trying to press that turnover. And so that'll be Chevy Fowler's fifth personal, so he'll be out of the game. Nice hard work by Chevy in there. A few more of those layups would have been a little bit longer. Clay Spears would be right in with this one, but he was really working hard down along those big guys. And watching him play, I'm betting those shots are going to be falling tomorrow for him. So Sundberg in for the Glacier Bears. He's trying to figure out who he's guarding. He's going to be on Gerald. Stokes inbounds, gives it to Gerald. Gerald comes left-hand side. Also, Arthur Acuna came in at that dead ball. Wolves get it over to Stokes. Stokes looking for a screen. Going to come down, hands it off to Dingwall, up and good for two. Glacier Bears lost their man that time. Stokes saw the wide open Dingwall. Easy layup. 2-3 zone for the Wolves. Glacier Bears back to wing. Saddle Franks throws it into Swinton. Swinton turns, triple team, back out to wing. Wing with a three-point shot. Good, Isaac Wing. That's just what the Glacier Bears needed. Big three from him. Cuts that lead to 8. Now they need to get a stop here. Dingwall bringing the ball up, gets it over to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Sundberg, and we're going to give the timeout by the Wolves. Clinging to an 8-point lead. Glacier Bears really upping the pressure on the Wolves, making them work to get it across the court. So we've got one full timeout here. It'll be 1 minute, so we'll send it back to KHNS for a little bit here. We'll be back with the conclusion of this game. All right, welcome back to Wrangell High School Gymnasium. Doug Orr bringing you Glacier Bear boys basketball on KHNS. Glacier Bears currently trailing 50-42 with 3:27 left in the game against the Wrangell Wolves. Wolves have the ball. They get into the backcourt to Stokes. Stokes has Swinton on him. Swinton with three personal fouls. They go to Dingwall at the high post. Over to Gillen. Tyler Gillen on the dribble. Gets it to Dingwall. To Gerald, up to Stokes. Stokes gets in Dingwall at the high post. He's got Saddle Franks on him, and he's going to travel. Lost his balance. He's kind of, I think he thought Franks was going to be behind him, lean back a little bit, and Kai stepped away, and down he went. So let's see if the Glacier Bears can prosper from this. Now we've got a player, number 22, for the Wolves, Bryce Gerald. Looks like he's got a little blood on his arm, so they'll try and bandage him up real quick so they can continue playing. In the meantime, instead of waiting for him, Michael Otteson will check into the game for the Wolves. Saddle Franks into Swinton. Swinton across the 10-second line against 2-3 zone for the Wolves. Go over to Wing. Wing. Saddle Franks out behind the three-point line. Into Morgan at the high post. Down to Sundberg down on the baseline. Up and good for two. Keegan's got his first two. Down to a 6-point lead, and that's off the Wolves' hands and out of bounds. Nice pressure defense for the Glacier Bears. 2:49 left. They've cut the lead to 6. Quickly back into the game is Bryce Gerald. and Mason Dingwall will take a seat. Got some tape on Gerald's arm there. Oh, Sundberg lost control of the ball, stolen away by the Wolves. Gillen looking ahead, stolen right back by Sundberg. He's going to drive in. Stop nicely out to Saddle Franks. Nice move by Keegan Sundberg to make up for that turn. Stole it right back. Got the Bears another possession. Sundberg to wing. Back to Sundberg. Eyes a three-pointer. Doesn't take it. Nice closeout defense by the Wolves. 2-3 zone by the Wolves. Now this time Sundberg will take the three. Leaves it short. Rebound by Swinton. He throws it off one of the Wolves and out of bounds. Swinton was tiptoeing that baseline down there. Felt he was going to be falling out of bounds, so he threw that off Bryce Gerald's leg. Saved the possession for the Glacier Bears. And we'll have a full timeout here for Coach Fossman. 2:16 left in the game. 6-point lead for the Wolves, 50-44. Glacier Bears trying to make a move. We'll take a short break and send it back to the KHNS studios. Welcome back to Wrangell High School Gymnasium. 2:16 left in 2A Region 5 boys basketball action. Wrangell Wolves 50, Glacier Bears 44 here on KHNS. Saddle Franks inbounding for the Glacier Bears on the baseline. Gets it into Morgan. Morgan has it stripped. Fight for it. It'll be out of bounds off the Glacier Bears. Wolves basketball on the sideline here, getting everybody set. Gerald inbounds to Stokes. Stokes getting past Swinton up into the front court. Swinton sprints, catches up with him. Stokes gives it off to Gillen. Gillen to Gerald. Gerald up at the center circle there. Gets a screen from Okuna. Drives all the way in, gets it out to Stokes. Stokes going to drive the right-hand side. Gets it off to Gerald. Back to Stokes. Gillen back to Stokes. Over on the far right-hand side of the court. Into Gerald. He traveled. No call. Gives it out to Gillen. Gillen circling around. We've got 1:35 left. Bears might have to start fouling here soon. The Wolves have been able to take 30 seconds off the clock on this possession. Gerald cross-court to Kuna. Kuna on the dribble. Back to Stokes. Stokes. Could have called a foul on Morgan there. They don't. They give it back to Okuna. To Stokes, to Gillen. And Glacier Bear is going to have to start fouling somebody here. Fossman hasn't said anything yet. Audison to Stokes. Over to Gillen. Gillen's going to get past Franks. Hands it off to Okuna. Up top to Gillen. Nice ball work here by the Wolves. 1 minute left in the game. They have a 6-point lead, so Glacier Bears need to figure something out here. And then finally, Saddle Franks is going to foul Stokes. I don't know if that's the one you want to foul. Stokes has been ripping it up here in the game. He'll have a one-on-one opportunity. He's got 14 on the game, leading score. Got a pretty nice-looking stroke. And before he gets his first one off, we'll have a 30-second timeout for the Glacier Bears. 54.4 seconds left in the game. Glacier Bears down by six. Both teams are in the bonus. 17 fouls on the Glacier Bears, 8 on the Wolves. So any fouls from here on out, either team will be shooting free throws. I'm surprised the Glacier Bears, when Okuna or one of these other guys, like Gillen maybe, that hasn't been in the game as much, maybe when they touch the ball that those would be the ones to foul. But they got the foul on Stokes. Maybe it's one of those times when the announcer talks enough about somebody being a really good free throw shooter that they miss them. So Swinton, Wing, Saddle Franks, Morgan, and Sundberg back on the court for the Glacier Bears. Audison, Gillen, Stokes, Gerald, and Okuna for the Wolves. Stokes at the line, one-on-one opportunity. Steps up for his first left hand, rattles around and drops it in. Stokes has 15 and a 7-point lead for the Wolves. Turner in now for Morgan. Stokes to the line for his second. Swinton's up off back rim, rebound down by Swinton. Swinton quickly up into the front court with the basketball, hands it off to Wing. Wing with a 3-point shot. Off the front rim, no good. Down with the rebound is Gerald. Gerald's going to be fouled by Saddle Franks. That'll be Kai's fifth personal foul. Nice game for Kai. He's going to leave with 10 points. 4-for-7 from the free throw line. Nice effort for him. And we'll have Bryce Gerald at the line for the Wolves. He's 3-for-7 from the free throw line. 9 points on the game. Jordan Badger into the game for the Glacier Bears. .5 seconds left. 51-44, 7-point lead for the Wolves. Bryce Gerald at the line. 1-on-1. That one's off the back rim, off the front rim, and bounces down. Got the shooter's roll on that one. 8-point lead now by the Wolves. Gerald back at the line. Second one is up, back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Sundberg comes down with it for the Glacier Bears. He quickly gives it to Swinton. Swintley up into the front court. He's going to drive in on the right-hand side. Oh, rims in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball, and it will be Glacier Bear basketball. Nice hard drive by Swinton, but that one just rolled all the way around the rim and flew off the side of it. Glacier Bears have been having a lot of bad luck like that. Just haven't been able to get the fall. Could be that this is their third game in three nights here. Maybe that's what's affecting them here a little bit on these shots. A lot of them that normally go in that haven't. Wing, his three-pointer is short. Rebound comes down, and it'll go to Stokes up ahead to Howell. Howell on the right-hand side, up in, good for two. 6 for him. It's a 10-point lead. Glacier Bears aren't going to be able to pull this one off. Swinton's going to come back hard on the right-hand side, up and good. He gets that one for two. That's 14 for him. Timeout for the Glacier Bears. That cuts it to 8 with 9.2 seconds left. Full timeout for the Glacier Bears. So we'll send this back to the studios in KHNS for just a second. We'll bring it back here for the last little over 9 seconds here in the game. Welcome back to Wrangell. 9.2 seconds left. Wrangell boys 54, Haynes Glacier Bears 46. Wrangell will be inbounding Glacier Bears full court pressure. Howell looking to trigger the inbounds. Gets it into Stokes. Stokes is going to be fouled quickly by Swinton. Blake Stokes is 2 for 3 from the free throw line. We've got a game-high 15 points so far. That'll be Swinton's fourth personal foul. Glacier Bears only about a second went off the clock on that one. You got to hope for a miss here, but Stokes knocks down the first one. He's got 16. Make it 17 when he knocks down the second one. Quickly back to Swinton. Out to Badger. Ball through his hands and out of bounds. Tough pass by Swinton that time. A little low and outside to Jordan. He didn't really have much of a chance to catch that one. So the Wolves are going to dribble out the last second of this game, and that'll be the ball game. Final score, 56 for the Wrangell Wolves, 46 for the Glacier Bears. Tough loss for the Bears. They thought they were going to be able to come in here and get this one. A few too many mental mistakes for the Glacier Bears. Again, that could come from playing their third game in 3 days, plus the travel coming over from Craig this morning. Hopefully they'll get a good night's sleep and rest up and come out tomorrow, and some of these shots that they normally make all the time will start falling for them. In the meantime, quick rundown for scoring. Marshall for the Wrangell Wolves with 13. Howell with 6. Michael Otteson with 6. Gerald with 10. Stokes with a game-high 17. Mason Dingwall with 2, and Tyler Gillen with 2. Wolves were 13 for 22 from the free throw line. Glacier Bears, Kai Saddle-Franks with 10, Chevy Fowler with 5, Justin Swinton with a team-high 14, Isaac Wing with 13, Keegan Sundberg with 2. Glacier Bears 12 for 20 from the free throw line. Again, the Glacier Bears had some tough luck there. A lot of shots by Fowler and Swinton and Saddle-Franks and even Wing. Shots they're normally knocking down, just rimming in and out on them. So hopefully we'll have better luck from the field tomorrow. This game will come to you a little later tomorrow night, but we're getting ready now. The Haynes Glacier Bear girls and the Wrangell girls are out on the court warming up. So we'll take a brief break here to get reset, and we'll back with girls 2A action here from Wrangell. So we'll see you here again in a few minutes.